This is Henry Banks, host of People of Color on Wisconsin Public Radio. On the show today is part one of highlights from the 2017 Twin Ports Martin Luther King Tribute held recently in various venues in the Twin Ports. This episode features Rhythm and Hues Concert, the Community Ecumenical Worship Service, and the March and Rally, and more. All of this is coming up next on People of Color after this news.
Keeps the dream alive, that keeps us working. Let America be America again, by Langston Hughes. Let America be America again. Let it be the dream it used to be. Let it be the pioneer on the plain, seeking a home where he himself is free. America never was America to me. Let America be the dream the dreamers dreamed. Let it be that great strong land of love, where never kings connive nor tyrants scheme that any man be crushed by one above. It never was America to me. Oh, let my land be a land where liberty is crowned with no false patriotic wreath, but opportunity is real and life is free. Equality is in the air we breathe. There's never been equality for me, nor freedom in this homeland of the free. Say, who are you that mumbles in the dark? And who are you that draws your veil across the stars? I am the poor white, fooled and pushed apart. I am the Negro bearing slavery scars. I am the red man driven from the land. I am the immigrant clutching the hope I seek and finding only the same old, stupid plan of dog-eat-dog, of mighty-crush-the-weak. I am the young man full of strength and hope, tangled in that ancient, endless chain of profit, power, gain, of grab the land, of grab the gold, of grab the ways of satisfying need, of work the men, of take the pay, of owning everything for one's own greed. I am the farmer, bondsman to the soil. I am the worker, sold to the machine. I am the Negro servant to you all. I am the people, hungry, humble, mean, hungry yet today, despite the dream, beaten yet today, O pioneers. I am the man who never got ahead, the poorest worker bartered through the years. Yes, I am the one who dreamt our basic dream in the old world while still a serf of kings, who dreamt a dream so strong, so brave, so true, that even yet its mighty daring sings in every brick and stone, in every furrow turned that's made America the land it has become. Oh, I'm the man who sailed those early seas in search of what I meant to be my home. For I'm the one who left dark Ireland's shore and Poland's pain and England's grassy lea. And torn from Black Africa's strand, I came to build a homeland of the free. The free? Who said the free? Not me. Surely not me. The millions on relief today, the millions shot down when we strike, the millions who have nothing for our pay, for all the dreams we've dreamed, and all the songs we've sung, and all the hopes we've held, and all the flags we've hung, the millions who have nothing for our pay, except the dream that's almost dead today. Oh, let America be America again. The land that never has been yet, and yet must be. The land where everyone is free. The land that's mine, the poor man's, Indians, Negroes, me, who made America, whose sweat and blood, whose faith and pain, whose hand at the foundry, whose plow in the rain must bring back our mighty dream again. Sure, call me any ugly name you choose. The steel of freedom does not stain. From those who live like leeches on the people's lives, we must take back our land again, America. Oh yes, I say it plain. America never was America for me. And yet I swear this oath, America will be. Out of the rack and ruin of our gangster debt, the rape and rot of graft and stealth and lies, we, the people, must redeem the land, the mines, the plants, the rivers, the mountains and the endless plain, all the stretch of these great green states, and make America again.
Have a few musicians up here from Minneapolis. We're gonna play some music for you guys tonight. A few things to speak about Dr. Luther King's. He was the one that let us know that there cannot be a testimony without a test. Can I get an amen, church? And there's not a mountain too high that we can't climb as long as we make sure that we keep our faith in front of us. The Bible tells us that we just need the faith of a mustard seed, right? And because he lives in the forefront and the passion and the enthusiasm and the history and the energy that Dr. King bestowed upon us today, that allows us to be free. Let freedom ring, let freedom ring. You know what I'm saying, church? So tonight, we're just going to play a couple of grooves for y'all tonight. You guys can sit down, stand up, clap your hands, pat your foot, whatever you want to do. But we came to play some soul-warming music for y'all tonight. Is everybody feeling okay tonight, church? Thank you. So, it feels so good that we can proclaim Dr. Martin Luther King as one of our icons. You know, I'm not a bragger, but it's so easy to brag about Dr. Martin Luther King, you know. Brag about a few things. There's no better than a feeling that music brings. Freedom. Hey, Tracy Blake, you can do that. God is good to talk.
Thank you.
the performers to come up on stage. Can we get Doug up here? Can we get the performers up here, ready? Ladies, can we get y'all up here? We're gonna bring it in the right way. You know, Dr. Martin King like a champ. We got some microphones up here.
Brother Stefan, I just want to first off introduce my granddaughter here, Muka Amo Kwe, Angelina, in solidarity and in indigenous community, we always think about the future, the next generation, and oftentimes in the struggle, we have to understand that some of our young people, most of our young people, if not all of our young people, are raised in the struggle. So they're there, they hear our dialogue, they hear our prayers, they're with us in the good times, in the bad. So I just want to introduce my beautiful granddaughter, Muka Amo Kwe, Angelina. And I've been humbly asked, and I feel humbled to be here in front of yous all. But we know that it's a long road, and how I got to be here. First off, for those that don't know me, my name is Gwiwizans Indigo Ojibwe Mung. My name is means a boy in Ojibwe, but it has much deeper meaning than that. I'm from the Fond du Lac band of Anishinaabe. And I've lived here in the city of Duluth for about 35 years of my life. So I've met many beautiful people here, families. In the beginning, in the 60s and 70s, when Dr. Martin Luther King was doing many of these things, was shouting out the words that were so powerful that rang true deep to our hearts, we were in the struggle here in a city that was 98% white. So being a part of that struggle brings that reality to us. Now we're here because of Dr. Martin Luther King, a deeply spiritual man, a deeply and highly educated man, a beautiful man with a beautiful wife and has beautiful children, a family man. This is all that we aspire to be when we look for happiness. And when one sounds out these words, we echo the words of not only his concepts and his worldviews, but also his quotes. So we bring alive the spirit, if you will. So we might not never have met the man, but we know of the man, and our children will continue to know of the man. So we have deep love and remembrance for Dr. Martin Luther King on this day. Now, I want to try to put into context a prayer that is going to happen here. Now, in the beginning, this Minnesota was first called the Northwest Territory. Later became Minnesota. There was a man by the name of George Bonga, the second son of an African heritage man and an Ojibwe wife. And he married an Ojibwe woman, as I understand this. And he was educated in Montreal. So we have connection. The communities have a rich history, not only in humanitarian ways, but also in the ways that tie our communities together as we fight systemic racism, and structural violence that's imposed by the state upon the two communities. My wife, Antoinette, her father is African heritage. So we have connection. We have many allies and friends and loved ones in the communities, white America, Asian America, Hispanic America, Black America, and Native America come together in these concepts about life. So we understand those things. So today, one of the words that are salient to me that Dr. King talked about was time. What has changed with time from the 60s to today? And we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in that course of time. And his quote, and I paraphrase, was, oftentimes the ones with ill will are the ones that benefit the most from time. And that, in fact, those ones that prolong time get the benefit of that time. And that when there is always a concept of Indian time, so to speak, when the time is right as is now, that it's never too late to do what is right. Now, there has been men that talk about in the formation of this country, white men in the beginning that said, to rid the dead hand of the past, one must think about revolution and rebellion. Now, I understand Dr. King's words about deeply nonviolent resistance, but resistance goes much deeper than that. And it comes back, when you resist the normatives of society, you then, in a violent fashion, change what the status quo is. So we hold dear to his concept, his words, his way of life in those activities that we do today, those things that we continue to do today. So what has changed with time? We know in Superior, a beautiful African heritage Black woman was beaten, pummeled viciously with impunity. We know in Duluth, a beautiful Native American woman was attacked viciously by a canine, a dog, and her stomach was ripped open. We know that the men of color continue to be ravaged, pummeled, beaten, and die with impunity. These things are a reality, so we have to understand those things. So what has changed? We think about three long lifetimes ago was so-called the Declaration of Independence. Two long lifetimes ago was the 13th Amendment, the Emancipation Proclamation, the abolition of slavery. Only one long lifetime ago, we think about the segregation, the violence of the segregationists, and also that the Supreme Court and the Senate were infiltrated by the Ku Klux Klan. And today, the executive branch is also going to be infiltrated with the ideology of hate. So what has changed? So we think about what is proposed: white privilege, white supremacy, white power, unjust enrichment, unjust impoverishment imposed upon a people. This has failed America. So we come together and understand these things, and that's what solidarity is all about, and it's so beautiful and powerful. Now, things of the past that we see are still happening today, 2016, 2000 into 2017. Standing Rock, the nation, indigenous nations come together. The same things that happened in the 60s is being played out in the high plains of the Dakotas, in this case, North Dakota. The water cannons, the dog attacks, the May scene, the bullets, rubber and other forms, plastic bullets, the sound amplifiers, all these things are still being played out today. nothing has really changed. The more things change, the more they stay the same. The state repression has become intense, more violent. And then we think about the issues of today. Education access emerges as a civil rights prominent issue. Gay rights, healthcare, gender equality, also identified as top civil rights issues. So these traditional civil rights issues remain salient. But the problem is, much are in disagreement about what are the top ones. As a man of color, I can tell you that it's racial equality and the inequalities that are being perpetuated as top, in my view. So these things we have to come to understand is a priority of people of color, and we have to understand that the majority of those in America, which is the majority of white America, is not a top priority. So then we have the ones of the, and I'm not talking disparagingly of the ones that are in gay rights, gender equality, healthcare, and all those other issues. But when we're talking about racial equality, we get our leaders up front and speak, and those allies stand either beside us or behind us, so that our issues then become particular. Now, when we speak about Black Lives Matter, that means particularly, because there's material things that go along with being African heritage in this nation. So we have to be particular. We cannot be universalist in all that neoliberal language of we. We're talking particularism here. So I always So I want to sound out in a way to the great mysteries that oversee not only indigenous country, but also all the peoples that inhabit these indigenous lands throughout the globe, to instill upon them our need. The most basic prayer is we need. This is what the elders told us from the very beginning. We need. It's not what we want, it's what we need. We need equality. We need the strength to come on and be strong in the face of all that repression that will come. And we know that racial inequality is, this Constitution of the United States is premised on racial inequality. It's the foundation. So we ask the great mysteries to shake this foundation, to earthquake in a sense, to bring this down, so that we can rebuild a society that is truly has racial equality. In this way, we sound out our love to Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Thank you for listening to me.
And I'm very happy to announce that the 2017 organization winner is Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm going to ask Paul Damberg and Danny Kading if they would like to say some words.
Hi, I'm Danielle Kading, and usually I'm behind the microphone, but not in front of this many people. So thank you very much to the committee for giving us this award. And to all of the community members who take time out of their day and wear many different hats to talk to us about the issues that affect people of color in the Twin Ports. Without you, we wouldn't be getting this award. So thank you for having the courage to take part in what are sometimes difficult discussions about things that are happening for various groups of color, whether it be about pipeline expansion projects and tribal rights and sovereignty, or officer-involved shootings, and a number of things that affect our communities. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us and give us your point of view so that we can share it with others. And I think Paul is going to say a few words, and really, I think this award is all about Henry Banks, so I'd just like to give him a round of applause, too.
For many years, Wisconsin Public Radio has focused on a key role of being a convener of civic discussion. We do little in the station more than turn around the microphone and put it out to all of you. It's through the work of Henry and all the other artists and all the other programs that we have that speak to issues that may not get a voice elsewhere, but it's a focus that we want to do. This is an honor and a privilege. We thank the committee and we thank the community, and we urge you to keep the discussion alive.
One more time, y'all give Mr. Claudia Washington a hand. I'm gonna let him speak for a minute. But I just want to tell you, if you want to know the history of Duluth, and you have about 10 hours, that's the man to talk to. Mr. Claudia Washington.
Thank you very much. I'm indeed honored and feel privileged to be on it, and particularly at this event, because as I mentioned this morning, that we were doing Martin Luther King celebration long before it was acknowledged in the state, acknowledged nationally, and acknowledged by the union, and acknowledged by this school district. I worked for the city of Duluth for 27 years, and my goal was to get the union to support, among their holidays, Dr. Martin Luther King holiday as one of the celebrations where they shut down the city of Duluth. It wasn't always shut down. And my next step, our next step, was to get the school district to honor Dr. King. And some say that may be a mistake to honor Dr. King as a holiday for the school district, because the kids need to be in school. And to me, of all the other days that they're in school, if they don't learn what they need to learn, then one day to learn, to honor Dr. King, whether you learn or whether you're here to march or whatever, then that's your own dear fault. You miss a great opportunity to honor a man that deserves to be honored. So it continued to be a debate whether this is the thing we need to do. What needs to happen, and I mentioned this morning, our object is to fill this whole auditorium top and bottom, to fill all of the streets of Duluth on Dr. King holiday. When people learn the true contribution made during the civil rights movement, and if you know that, then you're vigilant about what may be meant by making America great again. Under no circumstances do I want to go back to what America was. So can America be greater? Of course it can. And we all should work to make it greater. But it wasn't always great. So we don't want to look at other people's vision about make it great again, because it was great for some people, but not for others. I'm very optimistic, and I must be. I learned something along the way in my work. And by the way, I've been doing this work for 50 years. And one of my mentors was Jesse Jackson. He is Jesse Jackson. And I attend many meetings across the country where he was the spokesperson. And even here in Duluth, we had him in Duluth at least three times. Twice when he was running for president, and one time in support of the union. He came here to demonstrate for the union. and part of every speech he made us chant. And I'd like for you to stand at this time. Everybody stand. And is keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Thank you. And the Dr. Hooks, Benjamin Hooks, the Reverend Dr. Benjamin Hook, who was the chief executive officer for the NAACP for many years and did a lot of work with Dr. King and the civil rights movement. Much of his speech was about, he ended with standing up for peace and justice and rights and equality for all people. And so I'm not going to talk any longer on it, but I want you to know that that's what we all should be working together for everybody. Be cautious about what you may be, the hidden message and some of the other things that people are saying. Part of that Make America Great Again is about the rich being richer and the poor being poor. Now we never, how can I scale, has always been imbalanced, but every time we begin to tip the scale a little bit towards righteousness, there's somebody else trying to take it away. And one of the most effective ways they have done to do that is to keep us separated, to keep us fighting over the scraps that's left, okay? And I just want you to be cognizant of that. Don't believe the hype. Thank you very much.
Turn me on to fence. Thank you for that, Jake. That was beautiful.